I want to show you a perfect illustration of the Republican hypocrisy and double standards that we complain about on the show all of the time. Let me show you the moment that DHS Secretary Kristi Noem is confronted live on CNN over the tragic murder of Renee Nicole Good, which she has responsibility for as the DHS Secretary. She's confronted over her subsequent lies following this tragic murder. But I want to start off with perhaps the most beautiful illustration of Republican hypocrisy, because Kristi Noem is shown live on TV footage of January 6th. This footage was taken almost 5 years ago to the date, almost exactly. But this footage shows cops being smashed by doors with blood coming out of their mouth. This footage shows cops being beaten by American flags, beaten by their own batons. And she's asked a very simple question, which is, by your standard, shouldn't any of these officers on January 6th be justified in shooting and killing the January 6ers? And honestly, not just by Kristi Noem standards, but by any standard of self-defense ever, these Capitol officers, rather, could have reasonably assumed that their life was in danger when this was happening to them. But you know what? They showed restraint. They did not use disproportionate amount of force. In fact, the Capitol officers could have definitely used more force in this situation. And Kristi Noem is not able to see the double standard, or if she can, it collapses. The weight of her lies collapse under her on live television. Let's start with this moment, then we'll walk through the Renee Nicole Good interaction that Kristi Noem has. Make sure you drop a like below. And if you want to support independent media and our venture to push back against the far-right lies that we see every day, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. Let's start here. Every time I see these images, I get so incredibly angry. I'm going to mute it for 1 second due to YouTube, but I mean, cops are being attacked and beaten.
Being physically attacked. By this standard, would any of those officers be justified in shooting and killing the people causing them physical harm?
Yes.
Every single situation is going to rely on the situation those officers are on. But they know that when people are putting hands on them, when they are using weapons against them, when they are physically harming them, that they have the authority to arrest those individuals.
The president pardoned every single one of those people.
And make sure that they're getting justice for their actions going forward.
President Trump pardoned every single one of those people.
And every single one of these investigations comes in the full context of the situation on the ground. And that's one thing that President Trump has been so focused on, is making sure that when we're out there, we don't pick and choose which situations.
I think my head's gonna fucking explode. Kristi Noem is saying it's situation by situation, and you gotta judge them based on the individual cases. But when it comes to the situation in Minneapolis, Minnesota, before an investigation even took place, like, it's rich for Kristi Noem to cite any investigations, because before the investigation in Minneapolis even started, it's still ongoing, Kristi Noem and Donald Trump came out and called Renee Nicole Good a domestic terrorist and said the officer was like fighting for his life in the hospital. So don't cite the investigations or cite due process or cite individual responsibility on January 6th when you can't apply that same standard. I mean, honestly, the hypocrisy unfolds in real time. She says in one breath, if an officer's life is in danger, then the officer can shoot. Then the next breath, all of a sudden, these individuals may have been, you know, misinterpreted.
Are in which laws are enforced and which ones aren't. Every single one of them is being enforced under the Trump administration. And the clarity of the law stands. And if people don't like it, these members of Congress and elected officials should go change the law and make sure they have that debate and policy change.
I just showed you video of people attacking law enforcement officers. Undisputed proof, undisputed evidence. And I just said President Trump pardoned all of them. Mm-hmm. And you said that President Trump is enforcing all the laws equally. It's just not true. There's a different standard for law enforcement officials being attacked if they're being attacked by Trump supporters. We just saw that.
This individual and these instances and these investigations all have to be taken and done correctly in context of every situation that is happening on there.
What are you talking about? You are not doing the investigation correctly. The FBI has cut off access to local Minnesota investigators so they can't access the evidence. This is true. This is happening actively. The FBI is trying to stymie and block the investigation of local investigators. So in one breath, Kristi Noem tries to cite the investigatory process, saying that you have to let the investigation play out. But then Kristi Noem, a little bit earlier in the interview, this is before the January 6th interaction, she gets asked, why did you not wait for an investigation before making your comments? Everything Kristi Noem says here is just so contradictory because she didn't wait for the investigation to play out before calling Renee Nicole Good a quote-unquote terrorist.
You've also been criticized for your comments. The shooting, we should note, was Wednesday at 10:37 a.m. Eastern. Just over 2 hours later, the Department of Homeland Security put out a statement definitively asserting what had happened, defending the ICE agent, accusing Renee Good of domestic terrorism. That's a characterization that you reiterated in a press conference half an hour later. Now, Republican Senator Tom Tillis said, quote, it was very unusual to have a senior law enforcement official to draw a conclusion about an event where the scene was still being processed. Generally speaking, law enforcement would recognize that a life was lost, that families are changed forever, the shooter's life will change forever. We're collecting video. We're trying to assess the situation. Why did you not wait for an investigation before making your comments?
Well, everything that I've said has been proven to be factual and the truth. This administration wants to operate in transparency. I have the responsibility as the Secretary of Homeland Security to know this information as soon as possible. Had just been in Minneapolis the day before, had already had conversations with officers on the ground and supervisors, and knew the facts, and decided that the department and the people of this country deserve to know the truth of the situation of what had unfolded in Minneapolis.
But with all due respect, Secretary, the first thing you said was, quote, what happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow.
Correct.
Because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over. And
those are all lies. She was outright lying less than 2 hours after Renee Nicole Good was murdered.
Rammed them with her vehicle. That's not what happened. We all saw what happened.
It absolutely is what happened. Those officers had been out in enforcement action. A vehicle had been stuck. They had come to help get that vehicle out. That's when this individual started blocking traffic for minutes and minutes.
You said that the woman attacked them and surrounded them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle.
Blocked the road for a long time and was yelling at them and impeding a federal law enforcement investigation.
Okay, so a lot of people have been making the comparison to Ashley Babbitt and Renee Nicole Good. Not as people, that would be really dumb. There is no comparison whatsoever. Ashley Babbitt was breaking through a window with over 1,000 people behind her as a mob after she was told multiple times, stop, stop, stop. If somebody's breaking through the window of your house, you have the right to shoot them. I mean, you can decide whether you morally would like to, but you have the right, if somebody's breaking through the window of your house, to shoot them. On the other hand, Renee Nicole Good was in a car, swerving off, driving away, while someone was telling her to leave, to go. She was clearly trying to flee the scene, not actively move closer and closer to the officer like Ashley Babbitt was. I don't understand how conservatives will look at Renee Good and say she should have complied and not fought back, but then they see Ashley Babbitt as some sort of victim. Total double standards. Then Kristi Noem further contradicts herself by just stating that Renee Good was a domestic terrorist. She even tries to say that this fits the definition of domestic terrorism. But again, in the January 6th clip, Kristi Noem was saying it's very important after an investigation plays out that we then take a look at all the facts so we know if what we saw was BS or not. Basically, she's saying the January 6thers after an investigation are vindicated. Then why are you criminalizing? Why are you incriminating or trying to make Renee Nicole Good seem like a criminal before any investigation whatsoever?
Sir, and the public.
How can you assert with certainty that she was trying to hurt the officer as opposed to she was trying to flee the scene?
If you look at what the definition of domestic terrorism is, it completely fits the situation on the ground.
That's not even an answer to the question.
This individual, as you saw in the video that we released just 48 hours after this incident, showed that this officer was hit by her vehicle, she weaponized it, and he defended his life and those colleagues around him and the public.
He defended the life and the public? He defended the life of the colleagues around him who weren't even in front of the car? I mean, the officer saying the words, fucking bitch, after shooting somebody to death is the biggest indicator that he was not panicked or scared for his life. He was angry and was looking to take it out on someone. By the way, if we're going to look at the definition of domestic terrorism, I can almost guarantee you the images on screen now of officers being, you know, beaten, bruised, and bloodied, this fits the definition of domestic terrorism 100 times more than anything some 37-year-old mom did while dropping her kids off from school. Kristi Noem then tries to flip it back on Jake Tapper by saying the way he's framing the situation is actually the unhelpful way, And he, you know, Jake Tapper, credit where credit is due. He has been doing a good job of standing ground lately and pushing back in a very surgical way. Sometimes I look at these mainstream media hosts and I wish they would push back and hold Republicans' feet to the fire. That's something I try to embody when I do my debates and my TV hits. I oftentimes try to push. I ask the same question multiple times because they oftentimes don't answer the first time. Credit where credit is due. Between the Stephen Miller interview and this interview, Jake Tapper he's pushing back firmly.
We're perfectly fine if everything he did was accurate. Does that mean that other ICE agents should
look at what... He wasn't perfectly fine. He was injured. He went to the hospital.
No, his actions were fine. I didn't say...
In fact, I think a lot of people and guests and even you yourself called this situation... something very different and untruthful about what it was as far as...
What did I say that was untruthful?
That this was not a correct definition of what was happening on the ground.
Your description, they were attempting to push out their vehicle and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle, is not what we see on the videotape, and it's not.
It absolutely is the facts of what happened on the ground that day. They were there... pushing out a vehicle earlier.
This is part of the problem with modern day politics, by the way. A decade or two ago, we used to be arguing about tax code. It used to be Mitt Romney and Obama arguing about Obamacare and the best way to execute this. And of course, we don't have to agree with Mitt Romney or the Republicans of 2005 on anything, or even most things, of course. But it was just a different operating environment where you were arguing about healthcare and about tax code. Now we are operating from two fundamentally different realities. Every single time a situation comes out where there's a video, where there's a shooting, where there's a report after the video, both sides, I'm not saying it's a both sides issue, but I'm saying the two sides are living in fundamentally different realities where oftentimes, almost every single time, Democrats are able to analyze this from a framework that is grounded in reality. Republicans are eating up this slop that is the right-wing disinformation machine, and Trump tells them right after a shooting, oh, the officers in the hospital, they were paid agitators doing this. These were domestic terrorists doing this. And then that splits them off into a separate reality where they think Obama wasn't born in America. They think that Hillary Clinton should be in jail and the 2020 election was rigged. So it's just when the two sides are in separate realities and one side is more grounded and one side is not, then you see conversations like this where Jake Tapper is trying to explain the basic on-the-ground facts to Christine Noem. I mean, the rest of this interview is Jake Tapper just trying to pin Christine Noem down, and she gives these ChatGPT-ass answers where she's not really engaging.
The question is, when he's out of harm's way, what is the reason for the second and third shot through the window when he is out, he's not in the line of sight of the car?
And this is actually a really, really good, important question. If I were the lawyer for the officer, I would try to focus, and this is just the legal view, the legal analysis, I would be making the argument that first shot was necessary because the officer's life was in danger. I don't believe that, but that's what the lawyer is going to say. But the second and third shots are indefensible. I don't think there is a way to defend these second and third shots where he was clearly behind the car. So the lawyer, Christine Noem, the right-wingers, they're going to hyper-focus on that first shot, which still, in my opinion, is not defensible, but that is where the legal argument, how it's going to play out.
This investigation will continue to unfold and more information will come forward. But until that comes, what I would appreciate is everybody sticking to the facts of the situation and recognize that this law enforcement officer took action based on his training to protect himself and the public.
What training? That's what I'm wondering. What training? I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.